This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Jeff, listening in Fall River, Kansas. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, how you doing, Hank?
Good.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. The other day in Sunday school, we've been going through Matthew, and then we got to the baptism of Jesus, and our Sunday school teacher said something that just about turned me inside out. He was saying, and I know this isn't true, and I took him to Scripture to show him it wasn't true. He was saying that Jesus wasn't God until the Spirit came on him when he was baptized, right? And then he also carried it a bit further by saying he ceased to be God when he died on the cross. And of course, you know, I took him to John 1:1-14. I took him to Philippians 2. I took him to Hebrews 13:8 and several other, trying to show him that Jesus has always been God. And I just wonder how you would go about answering that.
Well, I think you're doing a good job. I think that you're absolutely right. Jesus has always been God and will always be God. In cultic constructs like Jehovah's Witnesses, Jesus is an angel, then he becomes a mere human, and then he becomes an angel again. In Christian worldview, Jesus Christ is the one who spoke and the universe leapt in existence. You can see that in passages, and an easy way to remember it is by ones. You can see it in John 1, you can see it in Colossians 1, you can see it in Hebrews 1, you can see it in Revelation chapter 1. Jesus is God. And in the incarnation, he didn't divest himself of a single attribute of deity. He took on the limitations of humanity. So Orthodox Christianity has always taught that in the incarnation, Jesus Christ is one person with two natures, 100% human and 100% divine. Now, Jesus voluntarily limited his prerogatives while in his earthly ministry, but he is every bit God. In fact, he is God because the Bible tells us that he had the power to lay down his life and the power to take it up again, thus demonstrating that he is God. So, yeah, there's absolutely no question in Christian orthodoxy that Jesus Christ in the incarnation is theanthropos, the God-man. Again, one person with two natures, 100% human, 100% divine.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.